March 12th, 2016. It's Saturday. Today is Team Battle Team Cap, Fans of Patrol. We are in the house. And with me is the ever so smooth
Dwayne Williams, SMOOVE for everybody.
And I'm Montego Bradley, the host of Fans of Patrol. And this is kind of a big show, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's kind of a big show. We've got a big old news week happen this week.
Yes.
And we're going to roll through a bunch of news today. And we're going to also, we're going to hit our, we're going to do a gaming sort of kind of section. Yeah, it's been a while. But I got a chance to pick up the Division. So we're going to talk about that a little bit.
Highly anticipated.
And then we're going to hit our comics. We got Action Comics number 50. It's kind of significant because of the things that happen in the comic.
Yeah.
And Infinity Entity 1, which was pretty damn interesting.
It was.
Considering, I enjoyed it. I can't wait to get into it and see, you know, why I enjoyed it and let the people know. The people out there. Let's see. Man, I got to tell y'all, I was sick as a dog yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to soldier on right now. So if things sound a little funny, it's because it is funny.
Did you have the runs?
No. It was just that I'm feel that way now. It's just that shitty, sick feeling, you know, that just, you just shitty and sleepy. That's exactly how I feel. I just feel.
It's a nice day too, man. Yeah. It's like 60 degrees and where we're at.
And I won't see it at all.
I will.
Well, we got a couple of things we need to talk about. First of all, we hit the hot list again.
Oh man, for the third week in a row.
Yes sir. The What's Hot on iTunes hot list. So thank you for your reviews for that.
Yes, thank you everyone.
We get those reviews and people are giving us positive fives, and because of that we move up on the list.
Yeah, it's a couple other mafia members made it.
Oh yeah, Coke 45 made it for the first time.
Oh
yes indeed. Beat Them Down and the Boys.
Yeah.
So Wiz has been on there for like 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Open Arm Powers has been on there.
Yep.
And I think that was it.
That's it.
And let me see, what else are we oh, we have a new nerd podcast mafia member.
Well, let us introduce him
to tell the good people about. We want to welcome the Geektastic 4.
Geektastic.
The nerd. I'm all freaking wrong. It's the Nerdtastic 4 podcast. Now, let's see. They haven't been podcasting that long, man. They are out of Texas.
Okay.
And it's four of them, three fellas and a young lady.
Okay.
And I've listened to just about every show. I think I have listened to every show they've done. I enjoy it.
Okay.
I like different takes on nerd stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And they have a different one, and I think they'll be a welcome addition to the Nerd Podcast Mafia. So now there are eight.
Oh.
Yes, indeed. So it's eight of us now.
Getting bigger.
You're getting bigger, and you know, it took a while, but you know, it's all about cross promoting and helping each other out and stuff like that. So you know, so where are we at? Oh, gotta make an announcement. You know, fans of Keto Aki with the Fans of Patrol podcast. She's taking a step back. So you know, for the near and dear future, it's gonna be me and my boy and probably guest hosts because we really want to give some nerd podcast members chance to get on the show one at a time instead of like just rushing them all at one time. We'll have them, you know, come on and, you know, and different people here and there and stuff. But the core team will be me and Mr. Williams here.
Word.
So there we are with that. Yep. So are you ready to? Oh, we got some more news.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, we'll save that for the trailer section.
Okay.
So that was the first part of the news. And so this was interesting, man.
What's that?
I was, you know, trolling the news like I normally do for nerd news.
Right.
And came across this tweet from Paul Feig.
Oh, the Ghostbusters producer.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
He got pretty upset with some fans talking about his actors, his actresses. And he let it fly.
He has the right to. What did he say?
Did I say the tweet?
Did he have any four-letter words?
No, I think he did.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
So here's a tweet right now that I pulled up. Mm-hmm. It says, "And haters attack me all you want, but when you attack and insult my cast, you cross the line. Mm-hmm. Grow up and leave my cast alone." So it. Oh, but then the one before that, "Don't leave us. You are a goddess." And, oh, Jesus. He says, fuck the haters. So that, another one. So he was talking to Leslie Jones on that one. So Les Dog, you are a goddess and one of my warmest, funniest forces of nature. I know. Fuck the haters.
Big Les.
So and then it just keeps going. It was another one. Damn it, at Hardwick. It just kept going, Chris. I mean, just, you know. So I get it though, man.
Yeah, that's like, you're not about to.
I get it.
Mess with my peoples.
You know, those little worms behind the computers sit there and want to, you know, never say this stuff to your face, but want to say it, you know, over the internet. Right. So,
get courage.
Know, and cowards and stuff. And so.
Digital courage.
Yeah, I guess, you know. Yeah. It's something that, it's a new phenomenon.
It is.
Because, you know, normally if you said something, you had to back it up with some two fisticuffs. You
right,
know?
Yeah, right, yeah.
But not anymore, huh?
No, because you can, like you said, you can be behind a computer screen across the world and type in some stuff. And
I guess it's cool, though, that he just didn't sit there and just let it roll like that. You know? I mean, but I don't know. Because if you start stuff internet with me, I might not even say nothing back because it's like, what's the point?
Well, I mean, he got it. Like you said, he has to. I got to defend my.
I guess when you're the capitan, if it was you, you just leave it alone. But if it was somebody else that you were like in charge of,
them is his sweet babies.
Yeah. You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. So I just thought that was interesting because, you know, this movie is coming out. We talked about the trailer last week.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I think everybody, we enjoyed the trailer. You know. And so,
I'm going to see it.
Yeah. Well, it did its job.
Yeah.
So. You know, you still got people that live and die by whatever happened in their childhood and want to, you know.
And it's better than 2. It's going to be better than Ghostbusters 2, people. It's going to be way better than Ghostbusters 2.
Dude.
So just keep that in mind.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
It don't have to do nothing but just have a person with a proton pack and be better than Ghostbusters 2.
Goodness.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, that shit was
damn, horrible, it was bad. It was nothing good about it.
Well, Bobby Brown, when he was in it, that was good.
That was just.
I thought that was all right. You know what I'm saying? His song was slick in there.
That song was good.
Yeah.
You know it. Oh,
right.
Yeah. So I guess it's gonna
King of R&B, baby.
I don't even remember the words. Yeah. I don't remember the song, but I do remember the song. Anyway, man, this is interesting. This burnt up our feed this week. This was the number one story of the week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Lily Wachowski, sibling to Lana Wachowski, came out as a transgender in 2012, has gone public after the media outlet threatened to out her.
So, yeah.
So.
She's a transformer. Check it out.
Yes, sir.
The Wachowskis, that's the Matrix brothers and sister. Right.
Well, I think they're both sisters now, man.
They both did it?
I think so. That's what I think the whole gist of this story is about.
Oh, man. Wow.
So.
Okay. Well, to each his own.
Well, to each his own, but it's just freaking interesting that.
It is.
You know, wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm not doing that.
That's like you do it, and then I turn around and say, I'm going to do it, too.
Right, like, wow, I like those cans you got there.
No, I like them Jordans, so I'm going to go buy me some, too.
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly.
I don't.
I'm going to get my own pair of cat cups. Yeah, that's it. I can't really speak too much on that one. We're going to move.
I wanted to dedicate some time to that story, man, but I guess it's just, I don't know. I just feel a little uncomfortable, I guess, you know, so.
Right.
You know, yeah. So that's their name, the Wachowskis.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped calling themselves the Wachowski brothers at the first time.
Yeah.
So.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on, Jack. I mean, it's almost like where you go from there, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, what's this? J.K. Simmons cast as Commissioner Gordon in Justice League.
Second biggest story of the week.
Yeah.
So.
Who is that?
J.K. Simmons?
Yeah.
Did you ever see? Okay, so many things.
Right.
J. Jonah Jameson in Spider-Man.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
The dude from Oz.
Schiller from Oz.
Yeah, okay.
So, dude.
Yeah, that's a good.
He was J. Jonah Jameson. Now he's going to be Commissioner Gordon. And I can see it, man.
Yeah, I can see it, too.
I said, damn it. Fine choice. Mm-hmm. Good. Bravo. Mm-hmm. Great casting, man. So, this cat has been around for a while. The first time I ever seen him was when he played Schiller in Oz. And
me, too.
He was a Nazi that was sexually molesting Beecher.
Yeah.
And that stuck with me for years. You know, the stuff on Oz that he did on Oz stuck with me for years.
I don't believe I used to watch that.
Yeah, me too. And then, like, I couldn't stand him. But then he was on he was long going on The Closer with Kara Sedgwick, where he played the chief of police.
Okay.
Really liked him there. Mm-hmm. The first time that I really stopped seeing him as that Nazi guy was, I think he was in The Mexican with Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay.
And he had a role in there that was real different and stuff. Mm. And so here he is now, man. And see, fan rumors had spread. Like, I remember somebody came to me and was like, oh, I've heard this fan theory, and I think it's true, that the reason why Batman is doing the stuff he's doing is because Commissioner Gordon had died years ago. But
talking about in the comic book, or are you talking about in the
up and coming movie?
Oh, okay.
Fan theories.
Yeah, okay.
And when I heard that, I was like, well, that sucks. But then what happened was, you know, this is for not Dawn of Justice. This is for the Justice League movie.
Mm.
Yeah, this is for
the
Justice League. So
this is the yeah.
That fan theory was total shit. You right. know, you guys yeah. didn't know what you were talking about because yeah. Commissioner Gordon is going to be in the Justice League.
Right. There's no room for him in Batman versus Superman. It's,
no, well, they, you know, Jenna Jameson, she was supposed to be cast as Batgirl in the Batman v Superman.
Oh, yeah?
And they have cut that out, and I guess it's supposed to come back in the DVD, rated R DVD release.
Yeah,
she's supposed to show boobies or something. I'm just playing.
Great.
I'm just playing.
Great.
But, so she's not in it, and so... Mm-hmm. He's not in it because they haven't cast anybody for Commissioner Gordon unless they're just like doing some reshoots really, really quick before. No, the movie comes out in about 2 weeks or something like that. So
yeah, right, yeah, the 25th, yeah. Good Friday. Matter of fact, everybody is be off.
Yeah, yeah,
that's good marketing right there.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, damn it, that's exactly why it's on that day.
Good marketing.
Yeah,
everybody be off. Yeah, kids be
just
off.
Like Star Wars with the Christmas season and stuff. Mm-hmm. They were thinking, and we were. So this was a huge story, man. I think people are really digging this, man. You know, did you hear the other rumor? This is a rumor. I didn't post it. The other rumor was that Ice Cube was possibly cast as J. Jonah Jameson in Spider-Man. And I was like,
the hell up.
I don't want to see Ice Cube.
I would
being Ice Cube, dude. Ice Cube can't act, man.
Stop, man.
Come on. Ice Cube is the same character in every movie.
All right.
Mad and hollering. He'll be the same guy in 21 Jump Street. No,
so, okay. So was he Craig when he was in, the Benjamins?
Dude, he can't act, bro.
He was. What about The Ride? He wasn't Craig. He wasn't
you said
Craig.
A movie. I never even heard of The Ride.
What Kevin Hart?
I didn't see it. I don't see those comments.
I seen one. I didn't see the second
dude. No. You know what? Yeah. You want to impress me? Mm-hmm. You want to do something? Want to blow your mind? You want to change Jameson up? Want to make him like somebody that would blow everybody's mind?
Yeah.
You want to put make him black?
Yeah.
Put Denzel in there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I knew you was going to say that. I mean,
but no, because think about it. You got Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he don't need to be a... Jameson is funny.
Mm-hmm.
But he's serious.
Yeah, right.
You know
what
I'm saying? And you know, he makes a jackass out of himself.
I can see Denzel playing that role pretty good.
I could too. Like it'd be a whole nother story with Denzel in there. But that's not true casting. That was some rumor. And then you start seeing pictures of Ice Cube with a square box and all over the internet with the newspaper in his hand and stuff. And so it was like, I don't want to see that. I just don't.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see Ice Cube.
I wouldn't mind seeing O'Shea. Jackson.
Keep his ass in Compton with NWA. So.
Oh, boy.
Big news, man.
What is it?
Zendaya, man.
In Zendaya lands?
She's in the new, she has a leading role in this new Spider-Man movie, man.
Ooh, so she going to be who? Mary Jane?
Who knows? Because Mary Jane, if they keep to the comics, Mary Jane doesn't come in there until he's an adult.
Okay.
You high school Pete, it was about Gwen.
Yeah, it was.
So it makes me wonder if she's Gwen. If she is Gwen, I hope they don't do that whole killing Gwen story all over again.
Well,
but you know, nice young lady, super fine. You know, really, really, really. You've been acting for a long time.
What was the movie she been in?
It's all Disney stuff. Everything she's done has been Disney stuff. She's on a TV show right now where she's a spy.
Oh, okay.
But it's all Disney stuff. All her stuff is Disney stuff. You know, she. Really good looking young lady, man. So I don't see it not going well. I mean, I'm sure she. I couldn't imagine her being Mary Jane because that was the problem. That to me was the only problem with the Tobey Maguire stuff is that they switched Gwen with Mary Jane.
Yeah.
With the high school and stuff, And it was like, damn, y'all, damn.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's what they really should have did with the Tobey Maguire ones. Kept it Gwen and led up to her death in the end. You could have just ended it on a sour note at the beginning of the movie. Had him try to fight back from it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Could have. Should have.
But didn't. Yeah, didn't.
Yeah.
So that's that news, man. So, man, did you get a chance to see the
video? Yes, I did see Darth. Darth Maul, okay. The YouTube fan trailer of him being the apprentice.
Oh my God.
That was pretty damn good. Dude. Hey, who did that?
I contacted that cat on the internet. Jesus, he caught me off guard again. God damn, you.
I apologize, but hey, that movie, that it was what, 20 minutes?
People don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, that is true.
Well, go ahead and set them up. Tell them what's happening.
Okay. It's a fan.
It's called Apprentice Films.
Apprentice Films is the company, I believe. And it's a fan film, and it is Darth Maul. I believe it's the beginning of Darth Maul, correct? That's what it looks like.
Well, and that's part of the
the stigma. Yeah. But it's him.
Sean Bao.
Okay.
Sean Bao is the writer, producer, and director, and edited. So he did the whole thing.
Word.
And let me just interrupt you real quick that the production value of this thing
was pretty damn good
through
man.
The roof.
Yeah, it was
through the roof.
It wasn't your typical fan YouTube fan shit. You know what I mean? It was like you said, they put some time and money into this. You can actually tell.
So what happens is these Jedi are lured to this planet,
right?
And it's just a fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I say something?
Yes, you can.
The lightsaber action in this was better than the movies.
It was pretty
it was better than the movies, man.
Only thing is, it was too bright.
Well, no, I'm talking about the gymnastics.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
The stunts.
Yeah.
I liked it better than Star Wars. I was like, damn, they stuff was sweet.
Yeah, oh, no, they did.
Oh, my God.
They giving it a run for his money.
Oh, my God.
They are giving
him a run. I mean, the weakest one was the chick, right?
Yeah, she was supposed to.
And you know she was somebody's girlfriend.
Yeah, but she was she probably give some good. No, I'm just kidding.
Because everybody else seemed like they knew martial arts.
Yeah,
man.
Right. But she was a Padawan. I was thinking maybe because she was supposed to be a Padawan.
Yeah, she was a Padawan, but still, she's, you know.
You could tell, yeah, she was lacking as far as.
What got me about her is that she didn't even have any muscle definition. So she just, to me, she was the worst one cast because she act decent.
Oh, yes, she
but
did.
She just, when I looked at her arms, her skinny little arms and stuff, I'm like, now, if you sword fight, your arm's going to be defined.
Right.
You know, weren't, you know, and I know that's nitpicky, but I was just looking, I was like, well, look at her arms. I said, she looks all wrong. She doesn't look like she practiced saber fighting, especially being a Padawan. But, dude, when he walked through the forest and he showed his boots and he saw the moss.
Yeah.
It was so clear. I mean, the camera work was excellent. And Darth Maul, he looked just like him.
I thought it was the dude.
I thought it was Ray Park for a moment.
Yeah, I thought it was the dude.
And the story was good, bro.
It was.
Especially at the end. Yeah. I was like, damn.
Yeah, he chopped everybody
down. He was just dispatching folks like crazy.
If you can, check it out. It's Darth Maul.
It's had 5 million views so far.
Oh,
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't, then where are you? What the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
If you're not one of these 5 million people,
right? It's
you
definitely
should smack yourself.
Yeah. I posted it on our Facebook.
Seeing this, what the hell is wrong with you? You know what I mean?
I put it on our Facebook page.
Do it now.
And it's awesome.
It is good. It's good. Yeah. It is good. It's impressive.
It was definitely worth mentioning.
It is impressive.
I sent out fillers for an interview just in case. I would have posted on our page if we would have got an interview, but you ain't going to respond to me. I ain't putting you on the page. Screw you, man.
Right. Yeah. But you guys did good work. Do you think they're doing this to try to like spark some interest and in having maybe a.
Who knows? But, you know, people do these fan films.
Just because. Because
they love it.
Yeah, right.
And it's just something they want to see.
And that's nice.
But you got to be careful with this now because you got Star Trek was suing those people for doing that fan film. That, you know, suing them for like $1 million or something like that. Yeah, man. So it's like, you know, these cats put these things together for next to nothing, sometimes free, you know. And then you're going to get sued for whatever reason. With 5 million views, he might be making some money off of YouTube with this damn thing. I would imagine he would. So you got to be careful with this stuff, man.
Yeah, you do.
Because it's completely Darth Maul and completely Star Wars and completely Jedi and completely everything.
Yeah.
It's pulled out of it.
Right, exactly. Even the Emperor.
Everything. Right. Yeah.
Even with the voice.
And I couldn't tell if that was something he pulled out of footage or was that somebody behaving like.
No,
It was good.
It was good. It was a good rendition of the Emperor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. It was good.
It was good.
Do check yourself a treat.
Yeah.
If you got don't want to look at it,
18 minutes, go ahead and check it out.
And as soon as it come on, you'll be hooked. Mm-hmm. You're not walking away from that thing. It's not one of those videos, oh, I've seen enough. Oh, right, no, you're going to watch this to the end.
Yeah, they do some good. It's some good lightsaber battles.
The damn battles.
The battles is nice.
Damn.
He went through six. Well, how many was it? About six or seven Jedi, man.
Yeah, but you don't want to tell him the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm not telling him. Yeah.
The one guy that was the best one, you know, he was good too. With their acrobats and their martial arts and stuff.
Oh yeah, right.
And something I noticed about it wasn't cuts. It wasn't like launch him in the air and then we'll cut and then we'll show him landing. No, these people could do this shit. They were launching themselves in the air, flipping and landing, and the camera never cut.
That parkour stuff.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
In the middle of a field.
Yes, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I don't know if you care about this or not, man. I know you
I do.
But
I do.
Let's talk about this because this is interesting. So,
is.
Sony revealed this week that they're going to go full steam ahead, guns a-blazing, balls a-waxing to do the Venom movie spinoff. Now, why is this significant? One, it's a comic book movie. Yeah. Two, Marvel doesn't have the rights to Venom. Three, this will be a Sony movie, and I can only imagine that it will be done without any Marvel characters or any Marvel references whatsoever, unless they have a deal, which has not been announced, with Marvel to dip into the Marvel universe. But without Spidey, how do you do a Venom movie?
You add Carnage.
But how do you, the symbiote, the whole thing about the symbiote was Spider-Man. It was Peter Parker. Yeah, it was the spider-like
the whole
stuff.
Yeah, and the whole thing is I have this passion to kill Spider-Man. That's
well,
my whole, yeah.
Well,
you know,
yeah, and not only that, my whole powers are mimicking Spider-Man.
Right.
Because if not, he would just have been a blob.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
So.
Screaming.
Yeah. Unless they have. Stupid ass. So how do you do that unless they have rights to their own character and they plan on bringing Tom Holland's back, you know, for
I hope they don't. Well, you know what? I don't want him to be Eddie Brock. I don't.
Tom Holland's. That's Spider-Man.
Unless
they can pull from that because it is their character in essence. Mm-hmm. And unless they can reference like the Avengers and stuff, you know, because they have this deal
with
Marvel
and
we don't know the details of the deal.
Exactly, yeah.
So maybe
the whole specifics.
Maybe they have some kind of rights or something.
Only way this will work is if you don't do that, you got to make it rated R.
Well,
you got to make it rated R.
But what are you going to do though, Dwayne?
Well, yeah, exactly. What are you going to do? Who is the antagonist? Who? Yeah, exactly.
Are you just going to start the movie where he's already Venom and you just supposed to assume that all this stuff happened?
And he they're chasing him?
How is that going to lock him down? I think this is a bad idea.
Well,
in my opinion.
You know what? I got to go through some Venom comic books because I got some and I got to read some of those and I see what storylines they got. Is this the Venom when he was trying to be good or is this the Venom that was just.
You can't do Agent Venom because that's Flash Thompson.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
And he's. With the Avengers,
in space, yeah,
he's well, right now he's with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah.
But you know, this is a trip.
It
will be interesting. I'm not saying I won't see it, I think this is a bad idea.
I'm interested to see how they develop it, but it's Fox, so don't.
No, it's Sony.
It's Sony.
Yeah.
What's Sony's record looking like?
Well, they did the first three Spider-Man. The first two was awesome.
The first two were questionable.
No. The Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, that was requestionable. I didn't like the Green Goblin. I didn't like how they had him looking. I didn't. The second Spider-Man, that was with Venom. That was rushed.
No, it wasn't.
That was with Doc Ock. That was pretty good. I agree with that one. The second one to me was better than the first one and the third
one. I'm giving Dwayne this crooked ass look out my
face. The second one, I liked the second one because the second one with Doc Ock was good. I liked the first two.
I did not like the third one. And then with this new Spider-Man, unlike it's unpopular to say, I wasn't ready for a reboot, but they rebooted it. It was cool. I dug the Amazing Spider-Man.
I did too.
Second Amazing Spider-Man, I just thought was just a disaster film.
Yeah.
It was a literal disaster. None of it made any sense.
Yeah, they rushed through it.
They had a billion villains, and
it
was just too much of. They had no direction, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
That's Sony, man. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guess, yeah, it's a crapshoot. We'll see what happens.
It's absolutely a crapshoot because they still have the rights to the Spider-Man universe. Mm-hmm. So they can do all his Spider-Man's villains, the Rhino, the Mysterio, and all that stuff.
Oh, okay. You said the main.
The only way you can do this movie is not reference Spider-Man at all, which would be weird.
Yeah, it would. However,
you can't do an origin, is what I'm saying. You just have to jump into action.
Right. But you got enough people that are Venom fans that'll check, you know, that it'll pique the interest, you know. I'm interested.
Here's the question.
What?
Does this movie need to be made?
Does it need to be made? It does not need to be made.
That's the whole question with them doing this.
Would it be enjoyable? It's a possibility you would enjoy it.
It's very questionable.
But you know what? I think everything has to be perfect. The stars have to be in line for this movie to be successful. Because like you just said, I mean, it's like you got Venom, but like you just said, you don't have this. You don't have, know what I mean? You don't have certain ingredients. So
it's like cooking a stew, but I'm gonna leave out the meat and the carrots.
Yeah, so it's gonna be very bland. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how many people are gonna eat this shit?
Yeah. I thought that was. I knew you would like that story, mm-hmm. man. But you know, it's weird. Now, I know you don't watch Game of Thrones, right?
Hell no.
But I do watch Game of Thrones.
And a lot of people watch Game of Thrones.
And the trailer.
A whole lot of people.
Trailer came out. Mm-hmm. And the Red Brand trailer for season 6, because I think it comes on in April.
Okay.
And looked really good, man. Looked very action-packed. Looked like answers to a lot of questions was going to happen. Mm. But it was a trailer, and you just never know with the Game of Thrones of what direction it's going to go. Now, I choose to be a little dubious because, you know, they moved things a little further along than I thought they were last season. However, because the guy who's writing the books hadn't finished the books, I don't know if it's going to be a slow season while he try to get his shit together, which I don't think he's ever going to get this shit together. I think they should just take over and just start doing screenplays because, you know, it feels like the brakes has been on the last 2 years to me with this show.
Oh, yeah, it has been. Yeah, it's
you
been
know,
a
like
while.
They're like, is he going to finish the book? Is he going to, you know?
Yeah, my wife and my sister-in-law have been watching that, so they kind of anxious to see that
again. I'm surprised you don't watch it. It's actually really, really good.
I tried to, and it was slow. In the beginning, I tried to, and it was slow.
There are slow points.
Yeah, and that turned me off.
Sometimes you just got to just sit the way you can. I'm surprised you don't like
this. I've seen the last one where old girl, they humiliated her, but they let her free.
Shame.
Right. I seen that, and
shame.
Is the little man still around?
Shame. Yes, he is.
Okay. Now he was in some type of a
shame.
He was locked up.
He had to flee the country because his father. He killed his father because his father was trying to have him killed.
Okay.
His father was a piece of shit, and so and then his sister had to walk through shame.
Yeah.
And then like they showed in the trailer, like her cousin who she used to bone. Show up with the guys who think they running the thing, the religious dudes. Mm-hmm. And she had the mountain, who's like kind of like Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "I choose violence," you know. So she, you know, dude, having her walk around that city butt naked like that, you knew,
all of you
are going to die.
Right, right.
She's going to kill all of you. You know, you don't. You only go so far with certain people.
Right.
Because you know that everybody has that button. You know.
Right.
And you just don't never want to take.
Well, they felt. Well, I mean,
and she's already vicious.
Well, they felt like, well, she can't do anything. Well, we took all their power from her.
They thought they did.
They thought, yes, yeah, they exactly, they
did.
Yeah,
dude.
I don't watch it, so yeah.
Shame.
But I did see that. I thought that was interesting. Like, wow.
Shame.
But I could see. Yeah, I could see. Like, laugh now.
Oh,
yeah. Go ahead, laugh now.
It was like that the whole time.
Yeah,
I was looking like, you're all dead. Every last one of y'all. Especially the chick that was saying, shame. Because she been giving her the blues for like the whole season. Like coming in there, whooping her ass and stuff. You know, I was like, you're going to get it the most. The old man is going to get it worse. You know, it's just going to be terrible. And it's going to be at her hands. And, and she's such a bitch on the show that, you know, it was kind of like, good.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
But then you like, you know, you could If you do something like that to somebody, you got to kill them.
You got, yeah.
You don't let them survive
out. Yeah,
that.
You
got
to take them out.
But no.
Got to take them out.
They thought they taught her a lesson. Mm. Anyway, so I'm excited about the trailer. I'm excited about what's going on. Mm. So, man, let's finish off the news with the big kahuna, man.
Yo, if you didn't see this trailer, I don't know what's wrong with you.
You're not a fan.
You're not a fan. And you know what trailer I'm talking about? Captain America: Civil War. the revealing of, drum roll please, Spider-Man.
Yes, sir. Yes, Woo-hoo-hoo! Sir. So we took a poll online.
Yeah, we did.
Right after that happens.
Yep.
And the poll was simple. Which film are you most stoked to see? Was it Captain America Civil War or was it Batman Superman? The poll results just came through. Mm. And 56% out of the people who participated in our poll, 56% was more interested in...
Out of 64?
Out of 64. Was more interested in the Captain America Civil War trailer. I thought that was pretty significant. That might have just been because everybody was stoked for seeing Spidey, and it was fresh.
Yeah.
You know, people. I was pretty stoked after the last Batman Superman trailer,
mm-hmm.
but the first couple Batman Superman trailers did kind of leave me like, you know. So let's get into it, man.
It's one of those things where put it like this: when you was little, and you found out the hiding spot that your parents put your Christmas gifts at, and then you asked for that gift and you seen it, and it's like, oh yeah, they got it for me. That's the feeling that I got when I seen this.
That's funny you say that, because let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to see Spider-Man this early?
Did I want to see him?
Or did you want to see him in a movie?
I didn't really. It on this one.
No, wait a minute. Who am I talking to?
Yeah,
you don't mind spoilers.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, right. It didn't bother me. And then, you know, this didn't bother me because it's just showing you he's there now. Who's he going to fight and how, what, because me, a couple of guys at work, they were saying, well, what's Spider-Man going to do? You know, I mean, so what, he show up.
They don't know. They don't know, huh? They don't know. They don't know.
Yeah.
That's.
I mean, but they read comics, though. That's the whole.
And they should know.
That's why I was looking at him like, wait a minute, man. This dude, he's
okay, pound for pound.
Yeah.
One of the coldest fighters in the Marvel universe.
Yeah, he's just young. Yeah.
Speed.
Right.
One of the fastest. That's not a hyper speedster.
Right.
I mean, his speed baffles everybody's mind. He's an alpha level hero.
Mm-hmm.
So with that speed and him hitting you, you should be dying, really.
Right, yeah.
I mean, him, Captain America, you know, these are alpha level heroes.
Right, yeah.
I mean, he's a heavy, heavy, heavy hitter.
Yeah.
And he's so fast.
Right.
And then those cats don't know.
Right, yeah.
Those cats don't know.
Right. I was gonna say he's a plus on any whatever side he's, well, you know what side he's gonna be on, which is Stark's. That's what it appears to be.
I think he's gonna switch.
You think
so? Just like the comics. Yep.
Yeah.
I think halfway through the movie he's gonna switch.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're doing this different.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same argument. It's not registration.
Right.
You
know, right.
It seems like they fight over a person.
It's cool.
You know.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. And they're also fight. Well, I think they're kind of leading toward the registration because all the damage that you know they kind of led in the trailer. They were showing like, hey, yeah, you guys, look what happened in New York. Look what happened.
And they letting General Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah.
Thunderbolt Ross lead this charge.
Right.
He's a jackass.
He is.
He's always been a jackass.
Mm-hmm.
How could you let this dude get involved in this? You know.
Well, I mean, he's not a jackass yet.
Oh no, this is the same Thunderbolt Ross that was in the Hulk with Edward Norton. It's
right.
the same
yeah,
one,
yeah, yeah,
same
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, it is.
Same character.
Right.
Yeah.
But Starks likes him.
Well, you mean Stark? You always say
Stark. Stark likes him.
Well, because he's probably just doing what he wanted to do right now.
I mean, you know, that's the first person he talked to about when I'm talking about.
And Natasha's not supposed to be on that side.
No.
Because in the comics, if we reference the comics,
mm-hmm.
she was on Cap's side. Cap got killed.
Yeah, right.
And then she and Bucky started having a fling.
Right.
Because that's her dude, really. Bucky, right, you know, she fell in love with Bucky Cap.
Right. Well, yeah, and that's when he was sporting the gun. Like, I'm not Cap. I'm Cap, but I'm not Cap.
He had the gun and the shield.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Right, yeah.
Shoot you and I'm gonna hide.
Right, yeah, exactly. Right.
So they showed the Scarlet Witch
mm-hmm.
subduing her future husband, possibly, maybe, probably not.
Vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was talking to guys from Open All Powers and we were talking about it and he just started reading comic books and he didn't realize. He was like, yeah, what was that all about? I was like, dude, in the comics they were married and stuff.
Yeah,
they
had
kids.
They got kids, yeah.
You know, and he was like, whoa. I was like, yeah.
That's his queen right there.
I was like, so somebody's been reading these comics because, you know, to be pairing up the people the way they are and stuff, there's significance to us comic lovers for a lot of these scenes.
And I'm glad they're doing that.
Yeah.
Like you said, they're not going to give you the, like you said, then you don't want to see what you've already read.
I don't. It needs to be a little different.
You have to have a different spin on it, you know.
I didn't want to see Spider-Man, though. I didn't.
You didn't?
I wanted to wait to see him in a movie. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Well,
so, And maybe it might have been anticlimactic in the movie to just keep waiting.
So you didn't get the hairs on your arms didn't raise when you seen it?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I just still wanted to wait. Okay. Okay. You know, no, yeah. It was a great moment, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, him spinning over and, you know.
Hey, Underoos.
Well, he's took the shield and he tied up his hands at the same time.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, exactly right, yeah.
Then he landed. And then people been going on because his eyes looked animated.
Well, they were literally, you know, he looked like, it looked the old costume.
They squinted.
Yeah, they did. They was little, yeah.
But somebody showed it, like, up close to the eyes, and they were, like, ocular, like, type of thing. So maybe Stark got to him or something, but, you know, who knows. But, yeah, it looked like, you know what it looked like? Spider-Man and Amazing Friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. The old one. The 80s. Right.
Hands down, though, I think I like the outfit that was in the Amazing Spider-Man with the one that just came out.
With Garfield?
Yeah, I like that suit looked pretty slick to me, man. I like the fabric that it was made out of and stuff, and it looked good.
Yeah, it had the raised webs on it. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But, so, they show... what's his name? Rhodey just spinning out of control with a big hole in his chest.
Now who you think is gonna die?
I think it's either gonna be Rhodey. It's gonna be Rhodey or it's gonna be
Cap. Cause it what? Ain't contracts about to be ended?
Yeah. However, you just never know, man.
That is true. You do not know.
You know, Chris Evans, I saw a video where Chris Evans was saying, man, I'll do as many of these movies they want. Marvel's been good to me. Why would I
feel you.
You know.
Yeah, I feel him on that. Home. Yeah, yeah.
You know, because it really don't require that much of you. You know, you go there, you know, they so much special effects.
Yeah.
You can write a damn novel while you're waiting for the movie to be made. You know, come out there and do your 45 minutes and go back in your trailer, you know.
Right.
So, I don't know, man. If they kill Cap, that'd be pretty damn significant. Where did they go from here? That'd be, Civil War, but boom. And then you got the Infinity Gauntlet. So what are you going to tell me, that in Infinity Gauntlet, you're not going to have Captain America?
Right.
In Avengers 3? Because that's still part of the same story. Avengers, you know, Avengers 2 and Avengers 3. Yeah. So you're going to take out major characters for Avengers 3?
You can't. Like you said, you can't.
I don't think it would be a good idea if you do that, you know?
Yeah, right.
You can take out a Rhodey. You can take out a... Hawkeye, if you want it, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Get that dude out of here, man.
I don't think
get him out of here.
They're not gonna do it, Dwayne. If they were gonna kill him, it would have been the last movie.
Why not? Well, shit, kill him this movie, man. Dude, get him out of here.
They would have killed him last movie. And I like Hawkeye, so go on. I know you get him out of here, tripping. Man. So
get him out of here. Beat it.
I'm trying to think of something else that was that stood out big time in the movie, because it was really you know, some of the old trailers that we seen.
Yeah, it was. What stood out to me was I didn't see the Hulk.
No, he's not in it. Thor.
Really?
Yeah, you know, Thor was doing that Ragnarok thing.
Yeah.
Why the hell you think he been here at a Comic Con?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
And you know, the Hulk is supposed to be in Ragnarok, so they're not here. So you won't have those big brutes destroying the city, you know?
Yeah.
So then you got to look at who the heavy hitters on the team. Vision, heavy hitter.
Yeah.
Stark is a heavy hitter.
Yeah.
War Machine is a heavy hitter because it's the same damn suit.
It is, yeah.
You know.
It's not as advanced.
Right. Who the hell Tony got? Oh, they're going to – the rumors are Giant Man might make an appearance.
Okay. So, well, he got killed in what's his name?
What?
In the first Civil War, Ragnarok killed him. Thor killed Giant Man.
Yeah, but it wasn't him. Remember, he was a scroll and all that stuff.
Right.
You know, Cap don't have too many heavy hitters, but he didn't have that many heavy hitters in the real.
No,
he
didn't. Yeah.
He had Luke Cage, who was a heavy hitter.
Right.
But, you know, they were like an underground team.
Yeah, exactly.
Hiding in abandoned buildings and stuff like that. And then Spidey left, and he was, you know.
Well, he gave the suit back to him, right?
And he left. It was a bad situation, you know, that, you know, he said he made a big mistake, you know, because this is bull crap what they was doing, you know. So, very interesting to see. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. The only criticism I have is that Spidey jumps over and he says, hey, everyone.
Right.
It was a little anticlimactic because I would have figured I would have rather hear a dumb joke, you know, something stupid, you know.
I don't know. Maybe they dubbed that. He might have said something stupid.
Took your shield, old man.
He might have said something. He might have just dubbed it over. Yeah.
You know, something. Anyway, I don't have anything else to say about that. The people want to see Captain America more than they want to see Batman Superman. I know you want to see Batman Superman more.
Yeah, I want to see Batman Superman.
I think I'm on the side of Civil War. I'm more stoked to see Civil War. you know, it's okay to disagree. But yeah, we get to see that very soon, man. We get to see that in 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Good Friday.
Is it next week?
It's Good Friday.
No, no, I'm thinking
it's the week after.
No.
Yeah. What? Yeah. It's good. It's the week after.
No, I'm thinking next week we got our pre Batman Superman show.
Yeah.
We got our battle of Man of Steel with the Nerd Podcast Mafia. Yeah. So we chose a side.
Mm-hmm.
It's a civil war.
Yes, it is.
It's you, I, and Beat 'Em Down against Joey DiCarlo from Soul Wizard.
Joey.
Mark Ellis Reagans from Soul Wizard.
Yep.
And John from Dork of All Trades.
Mm-hmm.
So they hate it.
Yeah.
They it's hate going down. Man of Steel.
Yo,
they hate it.
Get the Vaseline out, right. You know what I'm saying? And the gauze, right. And all that.
We're defending it.
And the Band-Aids.
Right.
Peroxide and all that good shit.
So that's next week, man.
It's gonna be cuts and scratches.
We're doing that next week. So 3 against 3.
Yeah.
All on the podcast. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, it will be.
So that's it, man. We're going to take our break, and we're going to be right back. What's next, man?
Well, social media shout-out, right?
Well, maybe we should do that before
we break. Let's do the shout-out right quick.
You want to take that, bro?
Yeah, you can catch us on iTunes, Podbeam, Stitcher, you know what I mean? And if you want to catch us for everything, just check out the Fans on Patrol website. We got pictures and stuff. Oh, we also are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're going to catch up on the YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. We're putting out something this week.
Yeah. We're putting out something on the YouTube this week, so look for that.
Mm-hmm.
And also shop with us on Amazon.
Absolutely, sir.
Please. Absolutely. You know what I mean? You need some stuff.
Absolutely.
Whatever you need, just get on Amazon and get a little kickback.
Yeah, a little something for us, right?
Yeah, right.
So if you want to double your Fans of Patrol this week, I was on an episode of Convo Comics Cast with Open All Powers last week, and that's available for you to listen to now when we're talking about nerdy stuff and nerd culture and stuff. It was a pretty good show, very enjoyable to me.
Mm-hmm.
Want to tell people about our Friday comics, bro.
Yeah.
You know, they're pretty popular.
Oh,
we've been doing a little comic, you and I, and people are liking it, but not everybody knows about it.
Right.
What we're going to do is we're going to put the older archive comics on our website. So if you missed it on Friday, you can go to the website and catch up on them there.
Mm-hmm.
They're goofy. Nothing serious.
Yeah, nothing serious.
You know,
yeah.
But just something to snicker at.
Right.
And, we just did the battle show.
Yeah.
So there we are. So now we're going to take our break.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back. All right, we are back in the comics. But before we hit the comics, I want to talk about a little something that I did this week. I purchased Tom Clancy's The Division.
Oh, you spent some money.
I spent some money, Ubisoft. Now, funny enough, we've been talking about this game for years, and I made a vow that I would not buy this goddamn game.
Years.
However, they came out with the beta, and I had heard a lot of good things from about the beta. Curly for Kratos actually had got the beta. Told me that he was really enjoying it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the game, and I started playing it. And I didn't know what the hell was going on or what I was supposed to do for the first salvo of the game, for the first couple of hours, about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I was showing up in the wrong place. I was wandering to areas that I didn't understand, that I wasn't leveled up enough to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting my ass handed to me.
Right.
Bad. And it's a very interesting game. It's a lot like Destiny, man. Like you have the ability to free roam. And you're in New York City, and it's like some hazmatic gas has been released, and people are dead and gone and like evacuated. There's dead bodies in the street, and I'm one of those dudes. I love New York, dude. It looks just like New York, man. You can almost recognize where you are in some of those places, man.
Oh, wow.
It really looks good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm still at the beginning part of the game. I've been doing a lot of side missions because as you do stuff, you get money to buy you better stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't nothing worse than walking into a space and your gun is some bullshit and everybody else is just like tagging you. I went in one spot I wasn't ready for.
Was it Yonkers?
No. Where was it? It was at the Lincoln Tunnel.
Oh, okay.
They were killing my ass.
You were seeing DMX and the locks and shit.
No, sir. So anyway, there's a lot of side missions. There's a lot of main missions. One of the problem I've had is that you ask people to help you with a mission, matchmaking.
Mm-hmm.
Those people can come in. I've had rotten luck. I've had people come in, they wander around a little bit, and then they leave.
Okay.
And you're like, shit, I'm trying to defeat the bad guys, and they're leaving. What's happening? Now, I haven't did too many main missions. I did like maybe four. And I guess one of the biggest complaints I got to say about the game right from the beginning is that all the bad guys look alike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I mean, they all say the same thing.
It was the beginning, though, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure they're going to get a little different because I just got to a spot where they showed like these different factions. Mm. But I'm saying it's like the exact same bad guy. You know, the same hoodie, the same.
Like Koopa Troopers and Mario Brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for the Hammer Brothers.
And I know they've done a good job in rendering the game, but then when you get to stuff like that, that's the little stuff that I look out and I see and I'm like, what the hell? Why would you have all the bad guys look alike and say the same thing? It's like the same voiceovers over and over. Mm. But so far, man, I'm enjoying the hell out of the game. I done did a few different type of missions. I get to some place and you finish the mission, then you try to go to distraction. It's been cool, man. It's been cool. I put the game down. I haven't finished Fallout, but I have to be honest with you, man. Fallout's been calling my name. I've been enjoying this game, but I want to go back and play Fallout. So that's tell you a little something. I'm not going to get any more technical into the game because there's, you know, it's a whole bunch of shit that I can talk about. However, if you're not gaming, if we don't have an hour to talk about this stuff, if you're not a gamer, if you're not doing this will be really boring to you. But right now, I will say off my initial that The Division is worth the money. Go pick it up.
And how much is that?
This was $60.
$60.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Damn. Well, I mean, that's
all games.
That's
though,
the
right?
average price of a game. Right. So right now, I'm saying right now it's worth the money. I'm going to keep playing it. And I might give an update next week just to, you know, finish it off, you know, see how it was going.
Okay.
So that's it, man. That's nice and quick.
Real quick.
Little game and stuff. So we got comics and we had a comic cover of the week. You want to tell the people about that?
Yeah, comic cover of the week goes to Boom Studios comic artist Carlos Magno for, Lantern City number 11. Now, it doesn't happen often that a comic image can convey scale and the cavernous like feelings the way this cover has to us. The use of the darker color spectrum and the indication of action with the characters on the bridge was well presented.
You like this one?
I did like this one.
This was mainly your pick.
Yeah. It had
because of those reasons, huh?
Yeah, it had good detail. I love the detail and what you said. It conveyed action also.
It showed up.
A big scale.
You felt small looking at it.
Yeah, it did.
You know, so it definitely invoked some emotion because we had some other things on the table, but, you know, I wasn't married to it and you were. And so, I think it's a great cover.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. And so Carlos Magno, he did not have an account, so we weren't able to correspond with him.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what happens.
Shit happens, you know. It happens.
Well, if any of his friends are listening to, tell him to get at us because we like the shit.
And you know what? Yeah. They get to us all the time.
Right.
You know, which I think is just awesome that, you know, that these artists and these writers, you know, contact us and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, just give us a thank you.
Yeah. It was pretty nice.
Yes, sir.
Good work.
We don't have a cosplayer of the week, but because last week we're still in the reign of what was the young lady's name? Samantha Flynn cosplay.
Shazam.
Yeah, we're going to give her another shout out because she's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Action Comics, man.
Action Comics.
Number 50.
Number 50.
Now, I was pretty excited about this book because we've been dealing with a depowered Superman for months and months and months and months.
Yes. Lois Lane outed him.
Yeah, and it's been horrible. So before we get into it, this book was written by Aaron Calder and Greg Pak. So they had two writers, and Aaron Calder did the art and the inks.
Yeah.
So
here
we
are. Very easy.
So he's been depowered. So this is number 50. And the movie comes out next month. So you know what was about to happen.
Right.
So it's not spoiling anything. Mm-hmm. You know, from if you read the last book, because he didn't have any power, he got hit with a bunch of kryptonite, and it did the opposite. It gave him power, but it was also killing him at the same time.
Yeah.
So he had his powers back. He was running around. He was flying around, and he was going to meet the enemy head on. Vandal Savage had got revealed as the main enemy of this book, and he walked around, and he collected people who were genetically linked to him and gave them powers of the gods of the comet. That he had.
Okay.
So he was able to create a family really quickly of superpowered individuals that were supposed to take over the world along with him.
I noticed that.
Vandal Savage was able to get all of the superheroes under lock and key.
From what, the Justice League?
All of them.
Okay.
All of them. He was stealing all their power.
Okay, yeah.
So his plan was about to come forth, but then Supes ended up getting his power back. and being inspired by the people, the ordinary people that was out there helping.
Lois and Jimmy and
Lee. And Lee Jordan, this new African-American female character that's been in the books. And Soup was coming to whoop that ass. And so this this is the gist of the whole book is
with green veins popping out his head.
Right, because he's dying of the kryptonite. And you know, I'm not gonna spoil the ending, but this book was worth every dime.
Now Savage, he ended up getting the Fortress of Solitude too, right?
Well, he got the Fortress of Solitude. He stole the Fortress of, he stole everything.
Yeah.
He stole all the heroes, he stole the Fortress of Solitude. I mean, he literally had the whole thing pulled out of the crevice of the earth, and it was floating with this spaceship he had.
Right.
And so that leads into other things. So Soup is back is all I can say without spoiling everything. And good to see him back. We all knew it was going to happen before the movie. But you know, the depowered Superman thing would have been cool probably for about three books, but they ran a whole year with this stuff, you know. Started in Superman number 40, so 10 books, so 10 months. And so, you know, this part of the story was, it was the conclusion of the story. We'll not spoil it for you.
Right.
If you're a Superman fan or think you might be a Superman fan, this was a damn good book. And it showed Superman doing super stuff and actual stakes that, you know, could be, you know, had happened in this book. So it wasn't like, you know, people say, well, Superman is boring because
he can do everything.
He can do everything. But see, his weakness is everything else around him.
Yeah.
He can't do everything.
Right.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, and he had some heavy hitters in this damn book.
Yeah, Batman.
Well, no, I'm saying the villains.
The villains.
The villains were heavy hitters, and they got even heavier.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, yeah. And then he had a couple allies, but they were the weaker power allies. They were the ones that Vandal Savage didn't give a damn about. You know, he was like,
Wonder Woman, he didn't give a damn about Wonder Woman.
He couldn't do nothing with her. But the rest of them, he couldn't. Why are you going to depower a regular old human being?
Right.
Like, you know, Commissioner Gordon, you ain't going to do nothing to him, you know?
Right, yeah.
So I recommend it, man. I thought it was a good book, and it was, it's not over. The story arc isn't over.
Yeah.
But it's coming to a conclusion. Yeah. So you can tell. So
you got Savage up in this boy.
Yes, sir. So I recommend
Rebel Sav.
That's all I have to say about that. You got anything?
No, it was pretty. How'd you like the art?
It could have been a little better.
I kind
of some of the things were, I mean, it was nice and bright and stuff like that, but it seemed like it was kind of, some of it was a little rushed. Like,
I think it was rushed.
It was simplistic, but it didn't seem like it was supposed to be simplistic. It was supposed to be integral, but it seemed like they made some shortcuts just trying to get it out. That's what it looked like to me. And so interesting that you brought that up, because I thought that the whole time, especially with some scenes with Superman, just seeing his face and stuff, it didn't look like him at all.
Okay.
So,
Book number two, The Infinity Entity, number one of four. All right. Adam Warlock was created by Earth scientists as an artificial perfect human. For some time, he explored the cosmos, occasionally allying himself with heroes such as the Infinity Watch and the Guardians of the Galaxy. He had a dark side, however, and eventually, in order to prevent his evil self, Magus, from permanently taking over, he convinced Star-Lord to kill him. All right. So now we're at where Adam Warlock is in space trying to figure out who he is and where he's at. And he ends up popping up into the old school Avengers with old school Thor, old school Hulk, and old school Iron Man with that crazy ass suit.
Yeah. You know something,
and the Wasp and Hank Pym.
You know, I think you.
Go ahead.
Let me just bring you back to the point that.
Yeah, bring me back.
This dude has got like beyonder powers.
Man, he is. He can't like do shit with him.
He's a ridiculous. He like showed up at the beginning of the Big Bang.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. He showed up like the beginning of time.
Right.
Pretty
and
much.
So he can manipulate time and don't even realize that he poses himself a question and then he ends up
answering
where he can get his answer. So he showed up at the Avengers mansion.
Yeah. Cuz he thinks that he's trying to remember who are his allies.
It's the 70s Avengers.
Right. It's the 70s. Like I said, it's the old school. It's the old school Iron Man with the crazy suit.
And that goes bad.
From Iron Man 1, right.
It goes bad.
It goes real bad because he don't even want to fight these dudes. And Thor comes out, of course, like, by all the, who are thee?
See how he just grabbed the hammer from him?
He grabbed the hammer from him, and you just see Thor's face, by Asgard. What? And everybody else is looking like, oh, my goodness, he just grabbed Thor's hammer.
Because, like, he punks the the Hulk.
He punks the he gives Hulk the hammer, like, here, take this. and he just falls through like three or four levels of the mansion, you know.
Yeah, he's above y'all.
Right, level. He's above, yeah. And
I mean,
put it like this, when you see him taking Thor's hammer, you should back up right there.
And when he took it, he just took it like he was taking some M&Ms from him.
Yeah, like it was a regular hammer. Like, yeah, like a regular, you know, object.
He was kind of like, I'll take this.
Right. So he's bouncing in and out of different times. Mm. You know, he found out that this timeline wasn't going to help him, so he bounced out of this timeline.
Because he's trying to figure out what happened to him.
Right.
Because he's actually not the warlock from our time. He's from a different reality, because that guy is dead. Right. And so he's just trying to figure out what the hell is going on. And then he winds up with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. And he comes up to a time in the Guardians of the Galaxy where, what's her name?
Gamora.
Gamora, she's been...
She's dying.
She's dying. She got shot, and, you know, everybody's trying to... Drax and Rocket Star-Lord. They're trying to get her together, you know, and he's kind of overlooking the whole thing, and he's names are popping up, and he's getting reacquainted with things, you know, as certain names pop up. Matter of fact, they introduce him, and that's where it's like, oh, that is my name.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
But they can't see him, you know, he's just observing, and he ends up, saving the day, well, you know, saving
but then something else happens.
Then something else happens.
And that was the end of the book. It was quick.
Right.
It was fast.
Right.
But damn, it was interesting.
It was interesting. It was very interesting. I thought it was going to be kind of, because I'm looking at the cover like, ah, man, it's
looks so old school. This, like,
yeah, right. Yeah. But that throws you all the way off, because it's not what you would think.
It was good.
It was a good book.
Yeah. I'm very interested in the next one. His power level was enough to have me intrigued.
Right. Because he's doing stuff effortlessly.
Yeah. I mean, he beat the shit out of them, and he didn't even try.
He didn't even try. He's just like, go look, I don't want to fight, so here. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you know, like zap him, you know, get your ass out of here.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty awesome, man. I was like, wow. So it says number two on sale next week, you bastards. So they're going to flush all the money out of our pockets in 1 month.
Yeah, it said next. Yeah, the next issue was why.
Yeah. So that'll be quick.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's fine, because it seems like a pretty short self-contained story.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the kind of stuff I really like in comics. Mm-hmm. Don't string me out for the next year with something. Four book runs for story arcs is fine
me. Yeah, right.
Four is perfect.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Not eight, not 12.
Six, not right, not 2 years. Right. Cap gonna be dead for 6 years, you know. Just
the only one I didn't mind was probably Civil War and maybe Spider-Verse. I didn't mind those too much.
I was ready for them to shut down when they shut down, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets to the point you're like, okay.
Right.
You know, Spider-Verse could have been four books. It would have been fine.
Man.
It really could have. We could have jammed in.
Stop
trying to steal the money.
I didn't mind, though, you know.
So, you know.
But the artwork, even though it was.
Hey, did you say who the people was?
Yeah, I did, in the beginning.
Did you say that on the first time we recorded or the second time? I don't think you did it this time.
Mm,
Jim Starlin was the writer.
Ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
And Alan Davis was the cover art and the artist.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, and I liked it. I liked the artwork and stuff. It fit, because especially when they went to the old school,
right.
It was all clean and stuff. Right. And then when they was in the, you know, with the Guardians of the Galaxy, it looked all like condensed and stuff.
Right,
yeah.
A little more clustered, yeah.
Yeah,
a little more clustered and stuff, yeah.
So I enjoyed the book.
I did too.
Yeah, so that's it, man. We don't have to, that's it. We only did two comics and stuff, you know. We don't need to review everything that comes out. So.
Plus, our store ain't up no more, man. We got to go with this digital stuff for right now.
Well, I've been doing a digital for a while.
Yeah,
so.
I ain't hip to this. I'm not really liking this. But, hey.
Yeah.
Got to do what you got to do.
Got to do what you got to do. And you got to do it for the people.
Got to do it for the people, yo.
So, like, next week, man, we got the big show with the fellas.
Yeah.
You know, we got the big show with the fellas. And hopefully, we can do our duties and stuff, but you know, we like the movie and they hate it. You know, we don't love the movie, which is a problem, because we don't love it, but we like it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And they hate it. It's such right. a stronger emotion.
Right, it is.
You know? And I don't think we had a Nerd Podcast Mafia question again. Somebody is really tripping.
Yeah.
But I still want to shout out the Nerd Podcast Mafia. That's,
and who may that be?
Those are our peoples.
Uh-huh. And, I'll start it off. I'm going to go with Open All Powers.
There you go.
You got the B.I. back issue.
Yep.
You got the Dorks of All Trade.
Yes, sir.
Soul Wizard.
Yes, sir.
Because they whizzy. Right. You know what I mean? You got us.
Right.
And you got the newbies. What's the newbies?
Nerdtastic 4 podcast.
Got right. Tiffobot and them. Convocational Comics.
Convocational.
Conversational Comics.
Convocational.
Well, okay. What you said. Yeah, okay. Who else we got there?
Cold 45. And that's it, bro.
That's it? That's yeah. all right?
That's
you sure?
It. That's it. I was watching the oh, okay. list as you was saying it. So
oh, okay.
You got almost all of them.
I almost got all of them.
Yep. Hmm. Forgot the last. It's always that last one. It just yeah. hangs in the fringes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's gonna be it, man. We had no main topic this week because we're not gonna invent a main topic. Right. Well, sometimes we do.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes
we do.
But
what team is you on though?
I'm on Team Cap, bro.
Is you? Is or is you ain't? You on Team Cap? I'm on Team Bat.
Team Bat. Well, we'll see. We'll
smacking cats.
Well, the movies will come out, and we'll see if, when it's over with. Did we, you know, we think it was, you know, worth mm-hmm. our two bits and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, just to see them on screen is worth my two bits.
Oh, but, hell yeah.
You know, but then we'll see. With that, man, I think we're going to have to call it a day, and we are done, and I'm sick.
We're done, son.
I'm going to go back yeah, to sounding good, pretty you
did a,
terrible.
You did a good job, man. Yeah. This dude was...
Thank you.
This dude, you know, he wasn't feeling good.
Feeling
nose
like
all runny.
Shit!
Yeah.
I was feeling, you know, so bad.
He's looking like a dead gray over there. You
and
know
it's,
what I'm saying?
It's all coming back now,
like,
too.
Oh, shit.
So yeah. We're going to be done. And let's see. Until next week, I'm your host of Fans of Patrol, Montego Bradley, with my number one posse.
SMOOVE Dwayne Williams.
Wait a minute, I guess you're not a posse. My partner.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
My partner. And until next week, we will be on patrol.